You said there's 613 commandments for the Jewish people. What would be your message to give Gentiles hope? What do we have to follow 613 commandments, or can you explain a little bit here?
Yeah. There were six commandments that were given to Adam and Eve. After the flood, they were repeated to Noah, and a seventh commandment was added, and that was not to be cruel to animals. These seven laws, Noahide laws they're called, these seven laws are basically the moral code that God gives all human beings. Any human being living by these seven commandments is a righteous person. So there's no mystery as to who is right and who is wrong, who is good and who is bad. There are seven things. Check them off. If you're doing them, you are righteous. If you're not doing them, well, do them. Start now. Now, these seven commandments basically make the world inhabitable. Without these seven commandments, life wouldn't be possible. Like no murder, no stealing, no kidnapping, no adultery. Without these laws, there is no life at all. We can mistakenly assume that we observe these commandments to preserve ourselves, and that would not be right. The message of Jews to the world is the seven Noahide laws that every human being should observe and that makes a human being righteous should be observed for God's benefit, not for our own. And what benefit does God need? He needs his world to live up to his expectations. So when we serve God, and literally that's what we're doing, by keeping these seven commandments, we're really being bigger or greater than ourselves. We are here to serve him. We don't sit here waiting for him to serve us. That's the message. And the sooner the world gets around to that, I mean, can you imagine if all religions were focused on the fact that God needs us to serve him? That itself would bring peace to the world. Because if I'm convinced that God needs you to serve him, how can I hate you? How can I dismiss you? Without you, my God is not complete. That itself would bring peace to the world. But if everybody is following a religion for their own reasons and own purposes and for their own benefits and rewards, well, then we're going to have arguments. Then we're going to disagree. Then we're going to argue, and it's going to turn into a war. So real peace comes when we're all focused on one point, and that is God getting what he needs from us? That makes it a universal issue. That means we're all in the same boat. And that if I do what God wants from me perfectly, I'm still not happy because you're not giving him what he wants, so he is not content, so I'm not content. So, the message is this. There are commandments that we all know about and we're all keeping. But what would be really helpful is the realization that these commandments are not for our benefit, not just to get us to heaven, but to get God the kind of world that he wants, that he created it to be. So in the service of him, we can all be united.